This is Will's Band of the Week for May 26th, 2011. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and that's all we've got this week. It's very quiet, kind of lonely here in Fourth Bedroom Studios. Just me and the music. That's all we've got. So this one's going to be short and succinct, but we didn't want to skip a week, and there's always music to talk about, so I have some for you. And before we get to it, you can contact the podcast by sending us an email to willsband@yahoo.com. You can go to the website at willsband.net. You can leave comments there. For some reason, the comments feature was not working, and Barrett pointed it out to me, and I think I've got it fixed now. So you can go there and post comments if you feel like it. And we've got the Twitter account, Will's Band, the Facebook page, the Will's Band of the Week podcast, and you can subscribe from iTunes. Just type in the name of the podcast in that search window, and there's that great subscribe button that will get the podcast delivered to you every week. So we highly recommend that. So I think this might be actually, it could break a record for the shortest podcast. I'm just going to tell you about a couple bands that I've been listening to lately. And the first one is an interesting classification. If you haven't heard it yet, I'm going to play you some Mexican garage punk. So it really doesn't sound Mexican, but it's just that the band happens to be from Guadalajara, Mexico. And they're called Le Butcherettes. Now, maybe it's supposed to be pronounced Le Butcherettes. I'm not sure. It's L-E, though. So in French, that would be Le. So I'm not sure. But I'm going to call them Le Butcherettes. And they are led by a woman who calls herself Terry Genderbender. And that's not really her name. Her name is actually, or her given name, is Teresa Suarez. And the nickname seems kind of funny to me because if you see photos of her, she doesn't really seem like, you know, Genderbender. Does not seem like an apt description. She's just kind of a wild punk rock type of a woman. And this is their first album. It's called Sin, Sin, Sin. And it's pretty catchy garage punk. So I think I'll play a little bit of it. This is called Henry Don't Got Love.
Thank you.
Le Butcherettes. That's Henry Don't Got Love from the album Sin, Sin, Sin. And here's another one. It's called New York. New York. Kind of fun, I think. Okay, here's one that's just totally punk rock. It's only vocals and drums. It's called Dress Off. Okay, so depending on your perspective, that's either just terrible or it's kind of fun. And I guess I'm leaning toward the kind of fun. So I don't know. Does that mean I'm going through a midlife crisis or something? I don't know. But I think it's kind of fun. So that's Le Butcherettes. And hey, we've got time, right? Let's play one more. This is called I'm Getting Sick of You.
You're coming.
Okay, that's a pretty good sample of Le Butcherettes. The album is Sin, 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 and it's some Mexican punk rock. You know, it kind of goes back to sort of late 70s, early 80s, like pure punk rock, more than a lot of stuff that I've heard lately. So in that way, it's, you know, harkens back to an earlier musical reference, but it sounds kind of fun, I think, now. So, okay, there you go. And now we are going to transition to something completely different. The whole genre of instrumental rock music, I think, just has difficulty sort of taking hold. How many bands do you know of that are just have any sort of popularity that are just purely instrumental? It's just very rare. So there really are only a sort of a handful of bands that stick around for any length of time, and, you know, that many people have heard of that are just purely instrumental. I mean, I could probably name, you know, like five or six. But one that's lasted for quite a while and is still around and just recently put out a new album is a band called Explosions in the Sky. They're from Texas. And actually, I was just reading that three of them are originally from Texas, and one is from Rockford, Illinois. I think that's the drummer. So they've been doing this kind of moody, people refer to it as loud, soft, instrumental music. I guess they've been around for at least 10 years or so, and just came out with another album, which is called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. And, you know, one thing you can do when you're an instrumental band, you can have the titles to the songs can just be anything. You know, they might be a reference to, you know, what kind of mood you want the song to conjure up, but they could just be anything. Just put a label on it. You don't have to worry about lyrics. So it's kind of nice. So there are some interesting song titles on this album. And I've got a little trivia, too, about Explosions in the Sky. But why don't we first just play, I think a lot of these tracks are kind of long, they average about 8 minutes, and there are just six tracks on the album. So I'm going to break into one kind of in the middle. This one is called Human Qualities. explosions in the sky. I saw them on a TV performance once. I think it was Austin City Limits, the TV show, and they were great. They were just really, well, I guess dynamic might be the word, and just they were cool. So it made me want to see them live. That would be very cool. I think they're one of those rare bands where they can hold your attention without having vocals, which is really quite an accomplishment. The trivia I was referring to is that they've had some affiliation with the soundtrack to the movie and the TV show Friday Night Lights. Apparently they did the soundtrack to the movie, and then they've done quite a bit of the music for the TV show also, which just actually wrapped up after its fifth season. Really good show, by the way. I highly recommend it. And I'm reading the book now, too. The old original book. But here, I'm going to play something, and then I'll have a comment about it. Okay, now knowing that Explosions in the Sky did a lot of the music for Friday Night Lights, and knowing that that is the theme song from the TV show, one would think that that is Explosions in the Sky, but in fact it is not. That theme is credited to a guy named Snuffy Walden, and I still find it kind of hard to believe. I mean, that sound really just sounds like Explosions in the Sky. So it makes you wonder, you know, well, maybe Snuffy Walden wrote the music, but a couple of those guys from Explosions in the Sky snuck into the studio and recorded part of it. I'm not sure. I'm not totally convinced that they had no involvement. But that's one of my favorite TV themes. I think it's great. So now, back to the actual Explosions in the Sky and new album that they have out called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. And I was mentioning that you have some freedom with the song titles when you're an instrumental band. So here's one called Be Comfortable, Creature. Explosions in the Sky, instrumental rock from Texas. And that was called Be Comfortable, Creature. Why don't we play one more excerpt from Explosions in the Sky? This one is called Postcard from 1952. Explosions in the Sky. There you have it. A good sampling there, I think. And that's it for this week. Le Butcherettes and Explosions in the Sky. And we think we already have a podcast lined up for next week. At least, you know, it's in pre-production. And the show concept is there. But it will, of course, have to undergo some real serious preparation before we get to the final product, which you all know is going to be a very polished product, as we always produce. Okay, so good enough. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.